Notre Dame Football Saturday continues with Legacy Heating and Air Game Day and your hosts, Tim Growl and Vince Tatario.
It is USC weekend. The hated Trojans are in town. Hated, I shouldn't use that word. Welcome to all you Trojan fans out there. This is the 91st meeting of the Fighting Irish and the men from Troy. These teams have combined and produced 181 All-Americans, 14 Heisman Trophy winners, and 22 national championships. So there is no loss of talent on the field today. USC is still a dangerous, dangerous team. And actually, USC's team is trying to have their band start up, Vince, so that we can't hear today. But we'll keep forging on. Coming in with two losses, you can't take them lightly. And Brian Kelly's been working all week, and I don't think they are going to be taken lightly. And we're going to talk to all of our guests today, get their memories of past USC Trojan games, talk about their career, and just reminisce about some football stories. But first of all, our first guest, and where do I start? Two-time national champion, consensus All-American in 1966, nine-time Pro Bowler, NFL Most Valuable Player, Defensive Player of the Year, NFC Player of the Year. There's too many years that he's been doing that. He went on later in his life to become a successful lawyer, ended up on the Minnesota Supreme Court as a justice, was awarded the Medal of Freedom of Honor, and he also has co-authored some children books. Out of deference to what he earned his life, I'm going to call him Justin Page, but all of you football fans, you know him as Alan Page. Welcome, Justice Page.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So last night I was fortunate enough to be at a banquet that you were honored with the Living Legend Award at the New Rockne Spirit of Sports Awards. Tell me about that. You made some really good comments about how a young unfootball player went from Canton, Ohio, ended up on the stage last night.
Well, as I said last night, it's hard to imagine, and certainly would have been impossible for me to imagine as a 8-year-old growing up in Canton, Ohio in the 1950s. And having heard the legend of Notre Dame and Newt Rockne, to end up being connected with Rockne in the way that I was last night being recognized for being a legend, if you will.
Absolutely. I know you're very humble and you don't want to be considered a legend. I found something very interesting in looking about your career. Being from Canton, Ohio, so how ironic is this, too, that you helped work on the building for the Pro Football Hall of Fame that you later were enshrined in?
All of one afternoon. It wasn't like I spent a lot of time on that job site, but the company that I worked for one summer was involved in the construction project, on another construction project, and they had me over there one day, probably pushing a broom or something.
It's still on your resume, though, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So tell me, recruiting. So how did that go, coming to Notre Dame? What happened there?
Well, I was recruited by a number of great schools, and it got down to a decision between Notre Dame, Michigan State, and Purdue. And evidently, I exercised some good judgment and chose Notre Dame. No, the reputation, both academically and once your career here was over, it was the kind of thing that, looking long term, it just made more sense than the other two.
And you always knew you wanted to be a lawyer, so was that part of it? Obviously, the academics as well as the football?
Well, I from the time I was very young, long before I was interested in being a football player, I had an interest in the law. And so, with Notre Dame's academic background and reputation, this was a good choice for that.
Where did that love for the law, how did that start so early in your life?
Well, I grew up in the 1950s, and it's a black kid in Canton, Ohio. There was discrimination, as there is today. But in 1954, when I was 8 years old, the United States Supreme Court decided Brown versus the Board of Education, which sounded the death knell for state-sponsored segregation in this country.
Coming to Notre Dame, were you one of the, I don't remember this, and you'll correct me, one of the, there weren't a lot of black players at Notre Dame at the time that
there,
you came.
There were not. No, there weren't. When I got here, there were two, maybe three. And when I left, there were two, maybe three, maybe four.
This is the Legacy Heating and Air Game Day Show. As our interview continues with 1966 consensus All-American and Fighting Irish, Justin Allen Page.
So you make it to Notre Dame, and tell us, first of all, since it's USC weekend, some of your memories of playing the Trojans.
Well, two memories stand out. The first one is 1964. We played USC out in the Coliseum. We were 9-0, and at halftime we were up 17-0, and we ended up losing the game, I think, 20-17. And it left a very unpleasant taste in our mouths. 9.5, you know, it's a 60-minute game. You have to play all 60 minutes.
No doubt.
And somewhere we fell short. And so that was not the most pleasant of experiences. 2 years later, after our 10-10 tie with Michigan State, we were back in the Coliseum. This time, at one point during the game, we were up 17-0. It was before halftime. And I think we were all in a panic that we weren't going to go into halftime at ahead by 17-0.
Sure.
And ultimately, we won the game 51-0.
Ooh. So part of that season was that famous 1966 game, and I can still picture me in my living room with my parents watching that game with a TV tray, eating a burger and fries or whatever. Let's talk about that. We've had Nick Eddy on, many other, Coley O'Brien, other players from that team. Tell us about that team and then also, you know, going into that game. And you had a lot of adversity.
Well, you know, every game is adversity. You have
absolutely
to go out and
that's
play
true.
And you have to learn how to play the game that's in front of you, not the game you would like to play. And so when people are injured, you make do. Somebody's got to step up. When things aren't going well, somebody has to step up. And we had a lot of guys that did that time and time again.
Are you able to, do you still stay in contact with some of those players from?
Occasionally I see some of the guys. You know, I'm not the biggest football fan around. I don't spend a lot of time following the game, so I don't get back to many games. I get back maybe back here once every 2-3 years, get to a game. And but, yeah, I get the chance to see players occasionally.
So what do you think of all these changes every time you come back? Every time, if it's 2 years, it's like night and day every time you come back to the campus.
I don't recognize it every time I come back. And I was, my daughter and son-in-law and I were out for a walk this morning through the campus, and we were talking about the changes that I've seen. My daughter was here for a while in the late 90s, and the changes that she'd seen. And I was just thinking, this is a long way from 1963.
Oh, absolutely.
I would say that.
Oh,
exactly.
We've come a long, long way.
Did you get to go in the new indoor football facility at all?
I did not. It's hard to recognize the stadium.
Yes.
With the new facility there.
Sure, sure. Tim Grau, Vince D'Addario on WSBT's Game Day Show. We're broadcasting from the porch of the Ivy Court Inn and Suites, just across the street and north of the Linebacker. Stop on by, say hi. We got some free, delicious Fisher's Tips and Chips barbecue. But we continue chatting all things football with college and pro football Hall of Famer Justice Allen Page. So, when you first started at Notre Dame, did you ever think that you were going to continue the career? Because obviously law and academics were very important to you, that you were going to make that next step?
You know, I started off, you know, at that point in my football career, I just wanted to play football. And I wasn't thinking about the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out I had some success here, and that gave me the opportunity to go on and play in the NFL. But that wasn't certainly something that I was thinking about, planning for, or even necessarily interested in at the time when I arrived here on campus.
And did you have, when you finally made that decision, did you have any particular team that you were interested in?
I didn't have any particular teams that I was interested in. There were two teams that I, if I had the choice, I wouldn't want to play at. And you can imagine what those teams were. One was Minnesota and the other one was Chicago.
Of course.
And of course,
so
I played for two teams in the NFL, and which two were they? Minnesota and Chicago. And as it turned out, it wasn't such a bad thing.
Yeah, so you were looking for maybe a little warmer weather or bigger markets or something?
No, at the time that I came along, both teams were...
kind of down?
Well, they were down, but it wasn't that they were down. They were more interested in the fight than in performing and winning the game.
Sure.
And that was just inconsistent with the experiences I've had.
Right.
I'd had playing football. And that didn't seem to be a fit for me.
Sure.
Well, fortunately, I got to Minnesota and that changed. And, you know, they had all sorts of talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was lucky enough to end up with Jim Marshall, Carl Heller, and Gary Larson playing on the defensive line, and a whole host of other great athletes and great football players.
Those players that you just mentioned, did they all come in about the same time, or some of them already there, and then you gelled as a team?
They were already there.
They were already there.
Indeed, I think theoretically I was coming in to take one of their jobs. And the neat thing was, the thing that I'm most honored by being their teammates, mm-hmm. is they accepted me. They taught me what it was to be an NFL football player, irrespective of the fact that I could have taken any one of their jobs, although I think Jim Marshall and Carl Eller and Gary Larson weren't too concerned about, you know, this young kid from Notre Dame coming in and moving them out.
Well, I've looked at the highlights from Notre Dame. I looked at your highlights in Minnesota. I mean, you went under, over, around about every offensive lineman out there. Who was your toughest?
I never approached the game that way.
Okay.
My view of the world is every Sunday or in college every Saturday, there's going to be an opposing lineman or linemen across from you, and you've got to deal with the ones that are there, not with their reputations or whether they're good or bad. I think one of the mistakes we make is as people, but certainly as athletes sometimes, is we tend to play to the level of the competition as opposed to trying to be as good as we can be.
Sure.
At all times. And I think that's a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if there's one thing that, and don't ask me how I sort of came to this, but one of the reasons I had whatever success I had on the athletic field was because I was focused on doing the best that I could and not really being concerned about who was on the other side of the line of scrimmage, because there was always going to be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you play to the level of the competition, you come up against a perceived weak team, well, you don't play so well. And that wasn't my idea of a good time.
This is WSBT's Game Day, where we're here with the great Alan Page, Justice Page to me. I think there was some discussion last night, I don't remember if it was you or Tony Roberts when he got his award, about the state of football now with all, and you don't watch a lot of football, but with all the antics going on, and it's a me world. I mean, obviously what you're just saying, that's not the way it's supposed to be played, or nor the way you ever played. So it's kind of revolting in somewhat how they act nowadays.
Well, we live in different times.
You sure do.
And I talked a little bit about character last night. And, you know, treating people with respect, respecting yourself. And some of that, I mean, not some of it, all of it applies both off the field but also on the field.
How true. And what better words could be said. So what are your plans for the rest of the day?
Well, I'm going to go find someplace warm, and then we're going to the game.
You are.
I've got my daughters and my son-in-law, and four grandchildren. We're going to have an opportunity to take part of the game.
So do you watch, you know, you said you don't pay a lot of attention to football. How about, do you keep up with the team at all?
I keep up with the scores.
There you go.
Excellent.
And, you know, if you're not out there on the field, the thing that's important, at least to me, is, you know, what's the final outcome?
Absolutely.
So we expect a good score out of Notre Dame then today.
Well, let's
better hope. Than USC anyway.
Let's hope. And let's hope they play well. Let's hope they play up to their full potential.
You got it. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. I know this has been a whirlwind last couple of days for you and everything. And what a good time to be with your family, and what a quality place to be here and part of your career and your what was a big part of your life, Notre Dame.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
We appreciate it.
An honor.
This is WSBT's Game Day, live from the porch of the Ivy Court Inn and Suites. To get your reservation for your out-of-town guests or to book your own getaway, call the Ivy Court at 574-277-6500. We'll be right back with former Notre Dame quarterback Carlisle Holiday.
Against the wind.
Game Day Show is sponsored by Legacy Heating and Air. Protect your family. Schedule an $82 tune-up and safety inspection with Legacy Heating and Air. Enjoy a worry-free winter. Schedule online at LegacyHeatingAndAirInc.com. By Budweiser, great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. By Carmella's at McCree's, your post-game dining destination. And McCree's Italian Bakery for all your tailgating needs. By Eddy Street Commons at Notre Dame. Come dine, shop, and enjoy the merchants at Eddy Street Commons. By Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Contact Leo E. Premer in South Bend or Jim Hibschman in Mishawaka. By Fisher's Tips and Chips Barbecue, a mouth-watering, finger-licking, affordable family meal. South 11th Street in Niles. And by the Food Bank of Northern Indiana. Together, we can stop hunger. Learn more at feedindiana.org.
In the background, you heard Bob Seger's Against the Wind. And let's see, our Irish are going to be running against the wind, passing against the wind, kicking against the wind, but so is USC. And I think we're going to do better against the wind. What do you think, Mr. Blue and Gold Illustrated?
I completely agree with you. I think, obviously, USC comes into town, and they've got all kinds of talent. There's no question about it. But I think Notre Dame has established that they are the better program, and they are the better team overall, and I expect that to play its way out today. And, you know, lots of different matchups to look at, and USC's wide receivers are elite.
Tough, all three of them, three big ones.
Yeah, and Notre Dame has to, you know, replace Sean Crawford, and they did a good job of it last week against a much lesser opponent than in Bowling Green than USC.
And there was a late-breaking news last night that he might play today.
I would be shocked if that happened. But, I mean, he tore four ligaments in his elbow.
I know when they said that, I was like, you can't even come back the whole season.
Right, and Jafar Armstrong was dressed last week, too.
Right.
And he didn't play. So I think it's going to be a situation like that. I would much rather have him back after the bye week and things like that against Michigan, absolutely. But it's still, Notre Dame secondary is going to be tested. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah gets better and better every single week. And so he's going to be tested. He'll be out there in that nickel package. And, you know, Troy Pride and Tariq Bracey and those safeties. And let's be honest, the safeties did not have a good game last week.
They did not.
Elliott and Gilman, they missed some tackles and they missed some coverage opportunities. And so they're looking to bounce back.
And you're not going to get away this week making those. Those are going to turn into some big-time touchdowns.
You are absolutely correct because, you know, Pittman and Vaughns and Amon-Ra St. Brown, I mean, those guys are elite, and they will make you pay for mental mistakes in the secondary. So, look, it's going to be a good game. I expect it to be close early, but I also expect Notre Dame to pull away late.
So one of your many duties and why you know so much about USC is you work for Blue and Gold Illustrated.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about that and give us a shameless plug for Blue and Gold Illustrated.
Absolutely. So you can head over to blueandgold.com, and you can sign up today and put in the promo code IRISH60. Get you 60 free days of all the premium content that we put out. And just this week with USC, we were putting out probably 6 or 7 different articles a day. So you're going to get all kinds of breakdowns. You're going to get breaking news with recruiting. We just had a 2021 recruit commit.
Oh, really?
The last hour.
Because I know this is a big Saturday for recruits, a big weekend for recruits.
Yeah, so there was a recruiting commitment. Georgia 4-star wide receiver Deion Colsey has committed to Notre Dame, so that's within the last hour.
Oh, I know they really wanted to try to get Shipley.
Yes.
In there too.
Big recruiting weekend, obviously, for Notre Dame. So you can get all that information. That'll give you 60 free days of that. Plus, it'll get you 4 free digital copies of our magazine that we put out every week. So I'm up probably tonight until about 1 or 2 in the morning putting that magazine together and getting stories for it. And it goes to the publisher by about 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. And This man never sleeps. So I have the completed magazine in my email by noon on Sunday every game week, which is unbelievable. So the work of Loose Emoji and all the guys there at BGI, they work really hard, and we put together a good product. So, yeah, go ahead and sign up. That's Irish60 when you go to blueandgold.com.
So let's do a little by the numbers here going into this game or whatever. And we talked about the safeties last week had some issues. But overall, we got away with it. And Notre Dame is number one in the FBS in opponent passing attempts per touchdown. What does that mean? The other team has to throw the ball at least 52 times, almost 52 times, before we allow a touchdown. The next closest team is down at 10 less at about 42.
Which makes sense because Notre Dame's also top 12 in pass efficiency defense.
Correct.
Which is a telltale sign of, you know, teams that make the playoffs. I mean, you have to be good at pass efficiency defense, and they are. And every week their run defense starts climbing up the ladder, too, because first two games were not good. I mean, let's not sugarcoat it. They were not good in the run defense department, but they have been spectacular in the last few weeks. So they are slowly matriculating up that chart as well. And, man, if you can stop the run, then you can stop
the
pass.
Do.
What else is there on defense? So, you know, this defense has gotten so much better, and obviously they'll be better when Sean Crawford gets back. But I think it offers an opportunity, like I said before, for guys like Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah just to round out what he can do both in the run game and in the pass game, and it's only going to help them out down the road.
And over on offense, we're still perfect in red zone scoring percentage. We're converting 20 out of 20 with only three other teams and having the same zero or 100%.
Which is an impressive stat because, look at how often the backups have been in, you know, two games so far this year. The backups have been in the entire second half for the most
part.
And they still go down and score. And they've been in the red zone. And they continue to keep that number at 100%, which is is not easy to do. I mean, so many things can go wrong down in the red zone, and Notre Dame continues to put points on the board.
And you think about it, it was just a year or two or three that we had trouble every time we got in the red zone.
Absolutely.
I mean, we were good between the 20s, but we'd get down there, it's like, oh, my goodness, why are we still running the shotgun? I mean, everybody was a quarterback coach and everything. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? Why can't we score or whatever? And that wasn't a good thing. You know, fields are great, but you got to score touchdowns.
Right, and you know, that the special teams for Notre Dame have been good. They won little not so great game against Virginia, but every other game I think the special teams has been excellent for Notre Dame, and I think that they could definitely play a role here because USC special teams, they've got some elite guys that can return the ball. They have an excellent kicker who's I believe perfect on the season. They have an excellent punter. They're, you know, if you put a gun to my head, that's probably the only place where I put a check mark for USC
special teams.
Is special teams, and that's not saying anything bad about Notre Dame. That's just saying how good I think that the USC special teams are. So that's going to be a part of the game that we're really going to have to pay attention to. I thought the special teams took a nice step last week. Chris Fink had some nice return, 25-yard return to put Notre Dame in scoring position early in the game, which was fantastic. And then, of course, you know, Ian Book took steps forward as well. 5 touchdown passes in the first half, sets a Notre Dame record. Ties an overall game with 5 touchdown passes with that record. So, again, everything is moving in the right direction. The fact that it's a little crisp in the air is pretty nice when it comes to USC. I think
we wanted to get crispier tonight.
Oh, and it will. I think we've hit the high now, and it's only going to go down. So it's going to get crispier. You're going to see all those men of Troy with their only their eyes open, you know, that you can see because they'll have those head scarves on and everything else. So, you know, is that an advantage? A little bit, yeah, because they're going to be uncomfortable. So either way, Notre Dame's the better team, and I expect them to win handily.
That's Vince. I'm Tim. We're at the Ivy Court Inn and Suites with the Legacy Heating and Air Game Day show. So we're at about the midway point of the season.
Yeah.
So What's the identity of this team right now?
I still, you know, somebody asked me this the other day, and I still think that the offensive identity is being scripted at this point. I just don't think that they have an offensive identity yet. Is that a good thing? Probably not. But this could be the first game that they've been 100% with
offensive
all
players,
of the offensive
right.
guys, with all of their weapons. Mm-hmm. And is it going to click on the first time that they're all together? Probably not.
It'd be nice if it was like...
It would be great.
Like Dexter Williams puts
sure.
in his first play after... that was once in a lifetime.
So you're going to get Jafar Armstrong back. You got Lawrence Keys III coming back off of an ankle or a heel injury. So he's going to be back. You're going to have... Obviously, Braden Lindsay is back. Michael Young will be his third game back. So, you know, you've got all these guys, all these weapons coming back for Notre Dame. And it's going to take a minute for them to really mesh and gel as a unit and find out, okay, what can each one of these guys bring to the table independently so that the whole unit is more effective?
Right.
And I'm excited to watch that happen. And I think you'll get an idea more of what that that offensive identity is. Defensively, man, their identity is just athletic and fly to the football. They are just, you don't, you rarely
see. Took them a few games to get in there. I think there was so much hype about, oh, these guys are going to the pros. They're going to make all these sacks and everything. And
sure.
They just had to just relax and play the game.
Well, and you know, the interior of the defensive line has stepped up. Kurt Heinisch has been
They're getting that push up the middle. Yes.
Yeah, and Myron Tagovailoa-Amosa has been outstanding. And those linebackers have stepped up. You know, Drew White and Bilal have just, Asmar Bilal, they've been fantastic from about game two on, and they've gotten better every time. So they've allowed other guys to grow around them. I think that this defense is just going to be a headache for everybody that they play. I mean, they just fly around the football. There rarely is there less than one gold helmet around the football, which is awesome. That's what you want in a defense.
Right.
And they are a very, very confident group right now. Not cocky, but mm-hmm. confident, and there's a difference. You want confident, you don't want cocky. There's a fine line there. But I think the defense, they are the identity of this team right now, is the defense.
The linebacking crew has really, really started to solidify, you know, and now their rotations are not quite as deep as it was before. And I think they're building their confidence up. Just got a lot of areas that a lot of people thought this was a very experienced team coming back. They had a lot of areas that had a lot of inexperience.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Including the center on the offensive line, which that's taken a while for that to gel, too.
Well, and Jarrett Patterson has gotten better every game.
Yes, he has.
He started out, we take a look at Pro Football Focus a lot, and we grade out on our own. But Jarrett Patterson was the lowest graded player consistently for the first couple of weeks. He's young. He's getting his first time experience. And on top of that, the first, I want to say, four opponents for Notre Dame all played an odd front, which means he had a nose guard right on his head.
Right on it, yeah.
And that is a tough ask for anybody, let alone a first time player as a sophomore,
sure.
to deal with that. Bringing an even front last week, granted, Bowling Green, mm-hmm. I get it. Even front, though, now he's the guy helping out with double teams, climbing to the next level, and he graded out as the top offensive lineman for Notre Dame. So he has gotten markedly better. He was highly recruited coming out of high school. He was a tackle coming out of high school, as was every single guy right. on the Notre Dame offensive line, which means they're all versatile. They can all play on the outside. They can play on the inside. And I think they're really starting to gel as a unit, which is exciting. You brought up the linebackers and their depth. Man, watching Shane Simon and Bo Bauer play.
They fly to the ball.
Man, I tell you mm-hmm. what, if 52, Bo Bauer, can just put it all together, he is one heck of a middle linebacker. He is your prototypical downhill, snot bubble the ball carrier linebacker that you just dream of when you're a defensive coordinator. I think he has gotten better and better, and he's shown up on special teams making
yes, he
plays.
Has.
He's been the special teams player of the game for us the last couple games because he is really doing things. He is he's more athletic sideline to sideline than I ever thought he would be. So I think he's gotten so much better, and he adds depth to that position. And, I mean, Drew White's going to have to stay on his game because Bo Bauer is a bigger, stronger, and more athletic version of Drew White. Drew White is just in the right place every time.
Well, I think it's going to be a typical good game, and I'm with you. I think we're going to wear them down as we go into that second half. And I just, knock on wood, love the adjustments we seem to make at halftime.
And that's the key.
You know,
that is so important because you know, Clark Lee has done an amazing job at the adjustments at halftime. I'm hoping that they don't allow USC to get comfortable in this game, and you don't have to make a lot of adjustments.
Right.
You know, if you remember last year's USC game, I think the quarterback started like 15 of 16 or something crazy like that, and they just drove right down the field. I think that they're more confident now, and they're not going to let their corners just hang back and just keep everything in front of them, so to speak, quote unquote.
Right.
I really hope that they're in like a cover two where the corners can play up tight and just really bother those receivers coming off the line, making them earn everything that they get, because they're going to be confident with safety help over the top and Gilman and Elliott, Hamilton. He's going to see a lot of time.
We're going to see a lot of nickels. We're going to see a lot of
absolutely
maybe three safeties. And
got to get your hands on those guys. You got to play them physical. And I think Notre Dame will do that. I think they're confident enough in their corners and, more importantly, in their safety play to play that way. And I just don't see USC coming out of the gate like they did last year.
This is your home for Notre Dame football, 96.1 WSBT, your sports leader. This is the Legacy Heating and Air Game Day Show on a beautiful fall day outside. Don't let that wind scare you away. It is really, really nice out. The lots of sunshine. There's so many people out here, blocks all the wind from me anyway. So so we're outside the Ivy Court Inn and Suites, and we'll be right back.
And your game day show is sponsored by providing Wi-Fi and mobile device support services through patented Wi-Fi pods to ensure your event stays connected and engaged. Hotspot, wifipods.com. By Ivy Court Inn and Suites, a boutique hotel steps away from the University of Notre Dame. By Krennic RV Center, family fun starts here with 27 acres of RVs, exit 39 off I-94 in Coloma, Michigan. By Kyle's Auto Repair, a dead battery is no fun. Have yours tested at Kyle's, Lincoln Way East in Mishawaka. By Lechleitner Door, at Lechleitner, we open all the right doors. By Mega Liquor and Smoke, with dozens of locations in Indiana and Michigan, you're never far from your local Mega Liquor and Smoke. And by The Skillet, it's tailgate season. Let The Skillet do it all, from setup, service, to teardown. It all starts with one call at 574-234-6069.
Now, bumper music was courtesy of Survivor, The Eye of the Tiger. We're hoping Notre Dame comes out tonight with that Eye of the Tiger right away and puts that USC team in their place. Real quickly about that. So all coaches, you coach.
Yeah.
I've coached or whatever.
Oh,
they
yeah.
hate Bill bulletin board material.
Yeah.
And one of the top receivers from USC is quoted as saying, telling his teammates, hey, buck up in that cold weather and enjoy it while we're running up the score in Notre Dame. I mean, Helton's job's already in jeopardy. I can just see him going, why? Why are you saying things like that?
Well, and some of the Notre Dame guys talked about that this week, and that was Michael Pittman. He's the wide receiver for USC. He's a senior, so you'd think he would know a little bit better.
Yeah, but
well,
right.
You know, que sera. But when you have a solid program on solid ground and you're the favorite, that kind of stuff doesn't mean anything.
Right.
It just really doesn't. If you're the underdog and somebody starts talking trash about you, coaches couldn't be fast enough to put that up in the locker
right.
room and show them, you know, hey, you know. We, so I don't think that affects Notre Dame very much. I'm a little surprised that USC would come out and say something along those
lines. I'm
more
about Clay Helton going, why are you saying things like that?
Yeah.
Because his job's already in jeopardy.
It's the last thing
what?
He needs,
yeah.
let me tell
Absolutely.
You. The absolute last thing.
So here's somebody that's job's not in jeopardy at all. She's been around here
segue.
For a number of years. And what's a segue? About 100 pounds. Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Same.
I got a million of them. So Jessica Fowler is the GM here at the Ivy Court Inn and Suites. I've been wanting to ask you this. And I should know, because I was in the hotel business for a lot of years. Remind me what a boutique hotel is.
Well, it's us. So.
Good answer.
You know, it caters to the experience. We're more concerned about how our guest is going to come in here and have a really unique experience away from the big box chains that you can see. We individualize that experience for every guest here. And we just get so excited to do it, especially on weekends like this.
And you do a very good job.
Thank you.
Too. What do we got going on? We still have some rooms available in November?
We have some November rooms available. Virginia Tech, which should be an outstanding game. That's the first weekend of November. And we still have some rooms for the very last game against BC.
Throwback jersey game, correct?
I think you are correct about that.
Should be a good one right before Thanksgiving.
Sure.
So you could book those directly through me at 574-277-6500. And we do have them available on our website at www.ivycourt.com.
And I bet you you've got some rooms available for June 19th and June 20th of next year for the Billy Joel concert.
Notre Dame came out with some big announcements this week.
So yes, they did. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So is the president's, the candidates going to be staying here at the
end? Oh, gosh, I don't know if they want to put them in the same room with me. but we would love it. We would just, what a great event that is for our community, for Notre Dame.
Absolutely.
We can't wait to bring people here that Tuesday
I think they should have the presidential debate and the Billy Joel concert
days apart.
And we'd like to see how the presidential candidates actually handle themselves at a concert, how their dance moves are and their singing.
I think that's legit. I think we need to see.
As Vince rolls his eyes and goes, what's my partner saying right now?
It's the former social studies teacher in dance.
it was more the fact that I was trying to do a little dance move as I was talking about that, as my daughter rolls her eyes out there, too.
You've got to get through primary season first.
That's true.
So, again, online?
Online at www.ivycourt.com.
And phone?
And we're at 574-277-6500, and we'd love to have you.
And give them the address here, too, and the location.
We're at 1404 Ivy Court. We are just on the southeast corner of Notre Dame's campus. We are a 10-minute walk from your bed to your seat in the stadium.
And a 1-minute walk across the street to the linebacker.
It makes it real easy.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Believe me, Vince, over the years I've made it a lot of my partners blush, roll their eyes, and all four of my daughters, believe me, they don't ever want to tell me that I'm embarrassing them, because then I try to embarrass them even more. So
don't feel
that's
bad.
What a parent does, right?
Two of my kids came with me today, and you have
where are they?
Exactly. They're out tailgating. So there you go. They don't even want to be around dad, so it's all good.
So I'm going to go out there and do a little of that tailgating too, a little bit. You got to go home and get prepped up and everything. What time you got to be up in the?
About 6:30, 6:45. It's 7:30 kickoff, so got to get up there and get settled and get ready to roll and start taking in all the observations.
Oh, what cushy? Now you got those open. You used to have those open air press boxes years ago, and you'd sit up there and you'd freeze.
We can't have that. No, I'm way too fragile for an open air press box.
So. The big question beginning the season was, and I actually haven't heard anybody yet, are they still just doing hot dogs, or you got a nice fare of food now?
Well, what they do now is they try to cater the food up there to the opponent. So if it's like somebody from the South, then they'll have some sort of a Southern dish, you know, that kind of a thing. So they've done a pretty good job. Always have the hot dogs. Those are always an option. They've had some really good mac and cheese the past couple of weeks, which I'm a kid at heart, man. Yep. Good baked mac and cheese, I'm on board, so... Yes.
It's amazing where mac and cheese was just something we ate out of a box, and now it's gourmet food everywhere that you go right now. So I wonder if they serve that on the training table at Notre Dame.
Probably I'm going to say only for certain guys. How about that?
This is WSBT's Game Day Show, the Legacy Heating and Air Game Day Show, live from the porch of the Ivy Court Inn & Suites. And you heard Jessica. If you want to get a hold of them for a reservation, 574-277-6500. We'll be right back with more football talk on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 WSB.
And your game day show is brought to you by Smith's Downtown Tap and Grill. Text Smith's DT to 85100 for exclusive deals and specials. By your State Farm agent, Tim Growl, for all your insurance needs. Call Tim at 232-9981. By United Beverage, encouraging you to enjoy responsibly and drink wiser. By Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. Good food, great times, and online ordering. Just go to wingsetc.com. By Legacy Heating and Air, they offer efficient and affordable options when it comes to heating your home. Take advantage of 0% financing or rebates up to $1,700 on select Daikin heating systems. Schedule a free estimate today at LegacyHeatingAndAirInc.com.
So every week out here on the Ivy Court Inn, and I'm not even sure, and he'll tell us, maybe he remembers how many years. I lose track all the time. I've been doing this so long. We have the most delicious barbecue in the area, maybe in the state, around the country, whatever you want to take. And that's Fisher's Tips and Chips. And we have the owner of Fisher's Tips and Chips, Rob. How's it going?
Going well.
I'm doing good. So good. Do you keep track better than I do? How many years you've been?
It's been 5 years.
5 years. Jeez,
yes, sir. Seems like yesterday.
I've ate a lot of the ribs and the wings. And tell me again, what's the name of the sandwich with the Italian sausage, which is delicious on its own, but throwing some of that pulled pork on top of it.
That is called the sloppy dog.
Oh, that's why I'm not going to eat it today with my white Notre Dame jersey on and stuff, too. So, Rob, your location?
It's 3135 South 11th Street in Niles.
So you do this, but since you've been doing this, and I want to say, and you've told me this has helped increase your catering business.
It
so
has.
Tell me, big or small, how does that work out for you?
It's working out well. We've gotten more caterings through the university. Our name has gotten out actually throughout the country. And so we just did some catering for people from Minnesota, California.
Oh, wow.
That comes in for the games, as well as our barbecue sauce has now reached across the border. We shipped barbecue sauce to Canada, Toronto, Canada, and we're on our second load this Monday, shipping a second load out to Toronto.
Wow, wow. And that's all on your place there at
the
state line?
That's all on our place, yes, sir.
That's fantastic. Well, we're so happy for your success, and we're so happy to have the food here. Where online can people go and a phone number?
Fishersbbq.net is the website. And the phone number is 269-262-4002.
Do that one more time, the number.
269-262-4002. Ask for Rob or Donna.
And if anybody is listening, I mean, we've got barbecue up here on the porch.
Yes,
free.
We do.
Like, come on out and get it.
Come on,
you got to get it before Tim gets to it.
No, I know.
He's going to clear them out.
Last week, they barely had any left. So we got to tap that down. We don't want anybody else coming. Thanks, Rob. We appreciate it. All right, Vince, what do we got for some... Our questions are fast.
Yeah, so we've got our fast four that we have to go through here real quick, making our picks kind of for the game today. So this is the first time you've seen them, so here we go. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Who will be Notre Dame's leading rusher today with, the return of Jafar Armstrong and some,
I think he's going to take a little time to get going. I think they're going to spread it all over, but... Tony Jones.
All right, fair enough. Okay, over under 12.5 touches for the aforementioned Jafar Armstrong. So that could be receptions, that could be handoffs, that could be whatever.
I think
whatever.
That's about all he's going to get, so I'll say under.
You say under. I also said under, by the way, and I also said Tony Jones. So we are on the same page so far, my friend. All right, third question. Will Ian Book have more touchdown passes than Keaton Slovis has turnovers?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. So now are you putting your money on Ian Book then, or are you saying that Slovis is just going to have a good day?
Yes, I'm putting on touchdown passes.
Okay, you're saying he's going to go nuts. All right, I like that. All right, and the final question. What is more likely to happen today? A Notre Dame blowout, a close Notre Dame win, a close USC win, or a USC blowout? Now, a blowout... It's 14 or more points, okay?
Notre Dame blowout.
Look at you. We got our rose-colored glasses on because I said this exact same thing.
All right.
When I break down the film and I'm looking at USC, I just think that there's a lot of holes there.
I
just think that Notre Dame's going to take advantage.
Hey, Vince, I feel really bad that we haven't, for our Southern Cal, Trojan, Minitroy players, played a little of their music. So.
Oh.
And here comes the continuing Irish Trojans coverage as the day continues right here on WSBT. Immediately following us is Game Day Sports Beat, followed by the Notre Dame Tailgate and Pregame Show. Then it's kickoff just after 3:35 p.m. this afternoon with a broadcast team of Paul Burmeister, Ryan Harrison, Jack Nolan. And after the game, be sure to join Sean Stiers and Reggie Brooks for the official postgame show. Next week is a bye week. We'll see you back on the radio or WSBTradio.com or the WSBT Radio or Sports Beat app for the Michigan, the Wolverines.
Well, my ears are bleeding from that song, so, you know, we'll have to do Michigan next time.
So, thank you for all the guests today. This has been the Legacy Heating and Air Game Day Show on your home for Fighting Irish Football, 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.